Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long and our number two of Sports Talk. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, talking about the NFL, also the Saints, his thoughts on Tyler Shuck. He's already made it clear. He thought that entering last week's kind of run of games, he thought Tyler Shuck was the best rookie quarterback he has seen, and he has seen Cam Ward, did see Shedeur Sanders, did see Jackson Dart. So we'll get his thoughts on Tyler Shuck.
And Mike, kind of building on that real quick, I saw the stat earlier. Shuck's only started six games in the NFL, but he's got the most wins of any rookie quarterback right now. He's got three. That's more than Cam Ward. That's more than Shedeur Sanders. That's more than Dylan Gabriel. That's more than any of them. So I think Schlereff's on the money there.
Yeah, and those other guys on some badass teams, too. They're not very good.
Dude, so the Titans Shuck, especially.
Yeah, Shuck, you can see, man, I'd love to see them spend this offseason, get a couple of veteran offensive guards, and then kind of fill in the blanks. Running back, wide receiver, tight end. Defense, you still can use another big-time edge rusher. You know DeMario Davis won't play forever. I think that's where Danny Stutchman will get put in. I think that's the best spot for Danny. I think he'll be the eventual replacement for DeMario Davis when DeMario hangs it up. And you never have enough good cover guys. I mean, that's part of the way the league is built today. But this team has to put other pieces around him. But I think most importantly in free agency, go out and get you a couple of veteran offensive guards that can protect him. Because if not, man, he's taken some nasty shots over the last couple of weeks. You don't want to have him in the situation where you see Jackson Dart is with the Giants. And he's reckless, Jackson Dart. That's going to get him in a lot of trouble. I'm a big fan of Jackson Dart. I think he's a hell of a player. But for your own well-being and longevity in this league, you got to be more careful because he has taken some really, really nasty shots. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, look, let me say this real quick about Tyler Shuck. Obviously, we're hopeful he's the future. Statistically, it sounds like he's the best rookie quarterback in the NFL, and it doesn't look like a stretch anymore. So congratulations to the guys who picked that. I think, honestly, Mike, I think Kellen Moore had a lot to do with that, I'm sure, as the new
coach. I agree, Jimmy. I think he had the gavel.
Yeah,
I think he had the gavel.
Former, Yeah, being a former quarterback, it was a guy he looked at. You saw what Sean Payton did here, how often he picked those guys, especially those late-round guys like Streif and the undrafted guys, Colston and the late rounds and the Lance Moores and stuff like that, Pierre Thomas. He's doing it again in Denver. I think the big issue now is, and this is even more credit to Tyler Shuck to be able to do this with this wide receiver group. You know, moving into, I mean, you remember what Bill Parcells used to say, Mike? He said, if I'm making the stew or whatever, I want to pick the groceries.
Yep. I'm making the lunch. I got to pick the groceries.
Exactly. I like that because then, you know, Kellen Moore in this situation, I want him to have a lot of influence on who we pick. And I think that has a lot to do with us starting out bad. I mean, look, Rattler had the harder gauntlet portion of the schedule. I wish he could have won some games. Some games were lost on special teams. I'm glad Rattler got some time. I think he's still an asset to the team as a backup. But Shuck's the future. I just want to ask you this. How do you think the last draft played out? And do you think that it would make sense to let Kellen Moore make most of the picks, if not all of them? Or is it kind of like a committee? Or how does this play out? Because this is the thing. Most of our issues right now, besides Shuck's future, Devin Neal looks good, is just bad mistakes, bad draft picks. We draft Trevor Penning in the first round. He was a third-round grade. We trade him for a sixth. Now, that's just horrible. You're not getting ahead like that. So moving forward, what are the chances Kellen Moore gets to pick the ingredients for his recipe, for his stew, if you will, and how much influence and who has influence? Is it Ireland, Loomis? Who's part of this committee moving forward?
Jeff Ireland's the guy. He's the chief evaluator. Now, again, he's getting input from the scouts, but it's Jeff's job for college football and ranking these players. And then what would happen? I remember Coach Payton explaining this to Bobby and I that, you know, they had the ratings board and him and Mickey Loomis would kind of sit and redraw the board up on what was best fit for them. I think a lot of times where the mistakes have been made is they all enthrall with this RAS stuff that doesn't tell you the most important thing. Can he play football?
Mike.
And you got people online, they embraced all that too. Oh, you know, when he was two or three on this RAS deal, you know what that tells you? His athletic skills. Doesn't tell you a damn thing about can he play football, what's his desire, his hustle, any of that. But a lot of people fall for that. And listen, it's a metric I would like to have in my toolbox, so to speak, when I'm looking. But, okay, it's all about instinct. And it's also, too, about fit with your team. And I think, Jimmy, that sometimes gets lost here because you're picking the athlete who is a pretty good player where he's got upside. Man, I want a guy that I can feel as though can come in and help me pretty quickly, but he's a football player first. Then the athletic part, okay, I get that's got to fit, but he's got to be a football player. Too much of this dynamic stuff about certain things have to hit. He's got to be a certain size, weight, speed, all this and that. That gets way overblown. If you've done this for as long as I have, you understand, man, they come in all different kind of shapes, sizes, speeds, you name it. But you got to have instincts to pick players. But this is on Jeff Ireland, and I do think for offensive players, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, that's where Kellen Moore is going to have the biggest influence. Being a former quarterback, he understands that part of the game extremely well. But, you know, you look at how the Saints picked, this draft turned out to be pretty doggone good. Not a lot of that's got to go on Jeff Ireland. Okay, the Shuck pick, I do believe Kellen Moore had a major influence on. But those other selections, Jeff Ireland's in charge of that. And the final say, and he's always said it is, if it's a tie, sort of say the quarterback or say the head coach wants a player and maybe Ireland feels a little differently, that goes on Mickey Loomis. He has the final gavel to make that call. So Jeff Ireland's holding the future of this team in his hands because he is the chief college personnel guy.
You know, Mike. Relative athletic score is how the Bengals got where they are right now.
That's terrible.
I mean, they just keep burning these premier picks on who they think the best athlete is instead of the best football player. And so that's how they, I mean, to your point, I mean, that's just kind of backing you up there about picking the best football player with these premium picks that are ready to help immediately. And it's always, people may say that we overstate the importance of it. Jeff Ireland doesn't, the Senior Bowl. I mean, it's coming up in a couple months here. We're going to be covering it because every single year you talk about player fit and how getting your scheme, but also culture fit, Mike, and being able to meet these players up and personal in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. Ireland and the Saints front office put so much into that, and that's why every single year you see the Saints front office drafting players from the Senior Bowl. It's going to happen again in 2026. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and again, the character part and also to the fit part is a little bit of a guess. Okay, it's not an exact science. If that was the case, anybody could do it.
Right.
But it's a bit of a guess with a player, and you don't know what happens injury-wise. That stuff gets involved. But I do think too much is put into this height, weight, speed stuff, and then it goes into a computer, and all the dynamics come out. It looks great. You see the guy. He looks great coming off the bus. Guess what? Can't play. If he can't play, it doesn't do you any good
right.
to have all the athletic skills. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, joined by Mark Slareff right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long, and we're joined on our talk and text line by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Slareff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, tell us what's on the podcast this week. And you had a game, boy, you saw a kick-ass defense. with the Texans this week. Ooh-wee. Them and the Broncos, and they're a little bit differently the way they do it, but the results are the same.
Yeah, no question. They are a really good football team, and their offense is starting to click a little bit as well. So we talked about that. I've got a podcast coming out tomorrow talking about, you know, the Cleveland Browns and, you know, as a rookie quarterback, as you know, everybody gets excited about Shadur. And then, you know, last week it wasn't as good, although some of those interceptions weren't 100% his issue. So we talk a little bit about that. But one of the cool things that happened to me, and you're going to love this, man, I walk onto the field on Friday in Houston for practice, to watch practice. And I walk in, and the offensive line is working right in the corner where they always work. And Cole Popovich, their O-line coach, brings me over and introduces me to his team. Well, first off, he's like, does anybody know who this is? And like, of the 13 or 14 guys, there's only one dude that raised his hands. There's one guy that knew who I was. So he ends up putting out, you know, kind of, you know, spitting out statistics about surgeries and Super Bowls and all this kind of stuff. And then he's like, hey, listen, man, we're really trying to work hard on becoming better at the wide zone, and invited me to do like a tutorial. And I spent about 5 minutes working with the guys, just kind of what my thought process on wide zone and how I approach the wide zone and footwork and the whole nine yards. And so my director, I had been working for like a minute with these guys, minute and a half or so. And then he gets about the last 3.5 minutes on tape. And I put it on the podcast. Houston gave me the go-ahead to be able to release it. And so I put it on the podcast, the Stinkajou podcast. That will drop tomorrow. So pretty cool kind of opportunity. And, you know, I've worked a lot with – well, I've worked with the Saints, and I've worked with other teams, you know, just from a coaching standpoint, you know, and a consulting role. But it was really cool to do it at practice there. And, you know, the guys, some of the guys dapped me up, and after practice, you know, kind of reaching out and saying, hey, man, that was really cool. So fun stuff, and that's on the podcast that drops tomorrow. So you can check it out on YouTube, the Stinkin' Truth podcast on YouTube.
That's awesome. That's a great intro to this. A couple of weeks back, you made the comment to me when I asked you who's the best rookie quarterback you've seen, and you were quick with the answer, Tyler Shuck. Guess what, Mark? He got another chapter in the book this week with the Panthers, with everything at stake, so to speak. A win Sunday, and then just split the game between the Bucks, and you are the NFC South champs. In the fourth quarter, the big guy came through. So you were right about it, man. Shuck is really looking good. Now I got to protect him better because, man, he's getting beat up in the pocket. But, man, he has really, really shown everybody. And there's a glimmer of hope for this team that you got your quarterback for the future.
Yeah, you know what? There is. And like I said, man, I've been so impressed in the games that I've done and the games that I've studied of Tyler, and then the times I sat down with him. I mean, maturity, and I know that he's 26, but maturity, been through some tough times with the injuries, transferring schools, doing all that stuff, being in different, you know, different kind of philosophical approaches to football, different offenses. I think that has helped him as well. Like, I think the guy is a really, really solid player, and man, then he showed, you know, his athleticism. He's had a few scrambles, couple scramble TDs in that game, or at least one TD that I remember. I haven't gone through all the offensive game tape. I've just was looking at their defense, breaking down their defense against Carolina. But he has just been he's been super impressive. And like I said, you know, I always get a little nervous when I sit down with a young guy and talk to him about football, and they're just like, oh, you know, I'm just going to go out there and ball. And I like, this dude was prepared. This guy, you can tell he studies. He's a professional. And I really enjoyed that aspect of him. And I know, talking to Kellen Moore, man, Kellen Moore loves the fact that he had some rough times coming up through college. So I think they've got themselves a decent one. You talked about the offensive line. I think their offensive tackles are going to be good. I think they've got good You know, I think they've got good young players there that are going to continue to grow and become good. They need to revamp the inside portion of their offensive line. That's got to be something that they address. I think they need, you know, better receivers, you know, all that, better tight end, but are more multiple tight ends. But I, you know, the biggest issue that you're always trying to solve, the biggest piece of the puzzle, is the quarterback position. And boy, at least it feels like they've got somebody they can build around.
Brandon Staley and his defense, and we've seen since he's come back from the calf injury, Chase Young. And in the game against Carolina, the final drive, man, Chase Young comes up with a big sack. Then on a third down play that opens up, Bryce Young takes off running, and at the last moment, Chase Young catches him kind of by the ankle, by the foot, and brings him down before he gets to make the first down. They got a punt, and then Shuck gets you in field position. Your thoughts on the Brandon Staley defense? And he doesn't have all the pieces there. You'd love to see another edge guy opposite Young. And Cam Jordan's not getting any younger, but the impact of Chase, and I always thought that Chase was a power player. He was not necessarily the speed guy. He's more of a power-built guy. And then he sometimes the power translates into speed. But you saw the impact of the big guy late in that game when you really needed some big plays.
You know, it's funny. I had a long talk with Brandon Staley about Chase Young. And Chase is, you know, like he was a guy that when he was with Washington, he tore up his knee. We had several kind of off-the-record conversations, and not even off-the-record, but just away from the team conversations about rehabbing the knee and about trusting the surgical repair and how that takes time. And you know, he's kind of floated around a little bit, but he's become more and more of a dominant player. And then the challenge, and Staley talked to me about this, the challenge that he has put on Chase, like, hey, you want to be a complete player? You want to be considered one of the greats in this league or one of the best in this league? Man, you got to do it both in the run game and in the pass game. And he made a play early in, I can't remember which game it was that Staley referenced it. You know, just right before I did the last New Orleans game at Miami, but He talked about, man, this play, he makes a huge play, a big stop in the run game. It was the best he's ever kind of controlled the edge. And he just, you know, makes the tackle, pops up, and looks over the sideline, like looks Staley, goes, like you see me? And it just was like clicking. And then you see him do it on both, you know, you see him do it in both the run and in the pass. I thought he had some dominant plays in the run game. I thought Shepard was really good in the run game. I tell you, they, you know, one of the things they did, and a lot of teams do this when they face Bryce Young, is they try to completely shut down that run game. You know, you get six, you get, you know, if you get a six man front, they're going to have seven in the box. You get a seven man front, they're going to have eight in the box. They're basically saying, hey man, we don't think your quarterback can beat us. And that's exactly what the Saints did the game I called in Carolina. And they did it again this week. And ultimately, Bryce Young made some really nice throws and some really big plays, but they came away on top. And thought it was a masterful job by Staley. And I thought it was a great, you know, great game once again by their defensive line and Chase Young.
Insider Calls with Mark Slarfo, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, looking ahead with the Saints matchup against the Jets, New York is 3-11. Feels like they're somewhere around that general range every single year. They've missed the playoffs 15 straight seasons. When we were talking last night with Brian Costello, who's a Jets reporter for the New York Post, one of the craziest stats I think I've heard all year was that he said the Jets, through 14 games, 15 weeks in the NFL season, do not have an interception. It's just unbelievable. I know that they just fired Steve Wilks, their defensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn's not going anywhere anytime soon. the Jets got slammed by the Jaguars, who are a good team. Trevor Lawrence had his signature performance of the season with like six total touchdowns against the Jets this past week. But just your thoughts about where the Jets are right now. It feels like a team that's obviously loaded up with picks for the future. They're building for that future. But at the same time, it feels like the same song and dance almost every year with this team.
It is. And it starts with the ownership. Listen, I don't care how much talent you have. If your ownership is not right, you can't win in the NFL. When your ownership reacts to a blogger who's got 50 followers and thinks something needs to be done within the organization because of that guy's opinion, you got issues. And the Jets have issues. And it's impossible to win that way. It's just impossible. And so, you know, I always say this. It's one thing to hire a guy to to appoint a guy as your head coach and as your leader, and it's another thing to empower him. And if you don't empower the guy as players, and I'm I'd be guilty too. If the head coach isn't empowered, we won't respect him as a player. And so he'll ask you to do things, you know, and when you see him get neutered, then you're like, oh, come on, that dude ain't in charge. Like, we're not going, like, there will always be kind of a working respect, but there won't be the respect that you need to have the ability to consistently kind of win, you know, and to ask your players to do things that you need them to get done. And that's the New York Jets in a nutshell. And it's been that way, you know, forever. And so, I said this to you guys a long time ago about just this season in general. Like, doesn't this feel kind of cool? Even though you're not, you're not going to win anything. You know, you're not going to the playoffs. You know all that. But how they have played here in the last 5 or 6 weeks gives you hope for what they're building, the people they put in charge. Makes it feel like Kellen Moore and Tyler Shuck are the right combination to push you into the future, man. At least it feels that way to me. And the way you finish seasons oftentimes gives you some energy going into the off season and gives you some believability, and you know, helps you with free agency and the whole nine yards. So I feel like, hey, remember New England won 4 games last year. And then they hit, if you look at what New England did in free agency, man, they hit on almost every free agent. And it wasn't first day free agents. It was kind of that second tier, that second wave of free agents. And they hit just about on every single guy. Then they made some draft picks. And look where they sit right now. Like, that feels like realistic to me.
Mark, in the crazy world of the NFL where you get no interceptions all season long, and it is deep. How in the world could Tampa Bay lose to Atlanta? Now, that was a flag-happy crew. But how can you lose when your opposing team has 19 penalties on them?
Yeah.
That's the most insane thing I've ever seen, because even 10 is considered way too much, and you almost got double that in that. You got, I think this week, Tampa Bay and Carolina, and it's to see here, I think Carolina felt a little bit of the pressure. They were okay as being the team that's hunting down somebody, but then when they became the hunter, everything on the backside sort of tightened up on them. And Tampa Bay, they're figuring out new ways to kind of lose games. They're not playing with a lot of confidence like they did early in the year, despite they had a lot of injuries then. What do you expect this week between the Bucs and the Panthers?
I don't know, but I was actually glad that Todd Bowles, Todd's my former teammate, but I was glad he aired him out publicly because they need it. Like, they needed it. And, you know, there's a couple things in regards to Tampa. Like, their underneath coverage, their linebackers were atrocious. Just, you want to talk about, like, a dog chasing its own tail. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, totally undisciplined in their drops, chasing guys who aren't their guys, leaving wide open targets all over the place. Lack of being able to tackle, And I know that Bijan Robinson is just a tremendous athlete, but man, you can't let that guy get you in space, and you got to trust, hey, you know, force him to the sideline. You can't let him cut back inside of you, or, you know, you got to force him to cut back inside to get, you know, to get to the cavalry and the help. Like, whatever your leverage principles are, you've got to make sure you've got those leverage principles. And, you know, Todd has always been a guy that's going to bring pressure, is going to bring heat. Man, it's hard to bring heat and pressure when, you know, your guys void a zone, when you guys don't cover a man, when you guys, like, they gave up a touchdown on a shallow cross where they're trying, the corner's trying to zone it off to Banjo, and the linebacker's run around like he's got dark shades on. He can't see anything. I mean, it was pathetic. And then the flip side of it is, man, their inside three aren't worth a score to piss on the offensive line. Like, I mean, I'm watching it. It make me sick watching it. And Baker Mayfield, the middle of the field is off limits because Baker can't step up in the pocket. Baker is getting crushed. He got sacked 7 times. He was under duress almost the entirety of that ball game. And the only thing he could do is throw the quick game. They were given access to the outside, playing a lot of quarters, shell, and, you know, off coverage on the outside. And so he started picking them apart on the outside. And sure enough, Atlanta made one adjustment, and they just buzzed that edge player. I can't remember if it was a linebacker, it might have been their nickel guy, just buzzed him underneath that soft coverage and got a pick late in the game. And so, you know, they're going to have to do something in regards to either keeping more of the passing game outside the numbers where, you know, there's windows that open up behind your tackles who can play, or they're going to have to take some more 7-step drops so Baker can get away from the pass rush and get it down to the middle of the football field. But they were pathetic, and I was glad, me for one, that Todd just aired them out, because that whole football team, that was an embarrassment. What they did on Thursday night was embarrassing.
Todd, thanks. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Man, really appreciate it. I did think about you Sunday, and, man, nothing against what happened with Mahomes. You hate to see a star player get hurt, yeah, or anybody get hurt on the field. But no more Kansas City in the playoffs this year. And how weird is that to be talking about that team has finally sort of hit the wall with a lot of questions going into the offseason, personnel-wise, coaching-wise. We haven't talked about that in a long time.
And Denver with a huge win over Green Bay too, Mark.
Yeah, huge win. No question about it. I took the day off from celebrating Kansas City's loss because of the injury to Mahomes, but I'm stomping on the grave now. One day is all I give them.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, bud.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We come back, triple option. We're joined by Steve Geller right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Guys, I'll go first. And a lot of people have asked me throughout the year, what team you think next year will be the new version of Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, and what they've been able to do. All 11 starters on defense, transfer portal people. My answer to them is coaching. You look at the proximity of players that you can recruit high school-wise and former players that have left and may come back. Willie Fritz and the Houston Cougars. Think about it this year. They were 9-3. And they got to get better on defense. You can't give up. You got the doors blown off you by Texas Tech, 35-11. Then you lost a shootout game to West Virginia, 45-35. The TCU game was kind of a crazy game. They lost 17-14. 9 of their 11 starters on offense transfer portal people, including Connor Wegman. We all remember Connor when he was at Texas A&M. And he struggled there, and that's when they made the move at halftime. Here comes Marcel Reed. They ain't looked back since. And, boy, LSU's still trying to tackle Marcel Reed from that game. So if you're looking for a team, and I think they are explosive. They have a lot of three wide out, one back offense. Wegman gets the ball out real quick. He's a high-accuracy passer. A lot of it is quick, short throws out into the flat, and with the money that's getting pumped in, a lot of that money went to Houston basketball, but I think they have enough people there to piece this together, and watch out for the Houston Cougars in 2026. And with Willie Fritz coaching that team, I think they may be the next version of the Texas Tech Red Raiders in football.
As great as Kelvin Sampson is with that Houston basketball program, I'm right there with you, Mike. Coach Fritz is awesome. We all know what he did at Tulane. Takes the job at Houston. He's got them 9-3 already this year with Wegman leading the way in their offense. But kind of staying on that same track, another Texas college. I'll go with this one for my triple option, guys. Pete Nakos of On3 Sports. North Texas star quarterback Drew Mestemaker is expected to enter the transfer portal. Mestemaker, obviously Tulane fans are familiar with him. He was in the AAC championship game. Led the country with 4,129 passing yards this season, guys. One of the coolest stories in all of college football all season long. A guy that was a zero star, didn't play a snap of quarterback in high school football, goes on at North Texas, and with Eric Morris, who's going to be the next head coach at Oklahoma State, he had an unbelievable season leading the top scoring offense in the entire country with the North Texas Mean Green. Obviously, Coach Summerall and the Tulane Green Wave ended up knocking them off, and they fell just short of the playoff, but it was a great season for Mestemaker, and he's hopping in the portal. Mike, you and I were talking a little bit off-air about this, that maybe Texas Tech could be the spot for Mestemaker, and he stays in Texas.
Think he's a Texas guy now. Houston, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, because of his coach going there. It'll be quite a battle for Mr. Mestemaker, who was a zero recruit. He played defensive back, and he was an all-district punter. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to be one of the highest-paid transfer portal guys in the nation.
Incredible.
What a ride for him. What a ride. Steve?
Guys, I wanted to bring up the fortunate news with Jaden Daniels. His season is over. The second year, sophomore season in the NFL, ending due to injury, this time a dislocated elbow for him. He spoke today after the news came out from Dan Quinn yesterday. Daniel saying today, I don't want to miss games at all. It's been frustrating being associated with missing games. I want to be out there helping my teammates as much as possible. So it's been a frustrating year at this point, but you learn from it and you move forward. And I guess that's all the young man can do, because we know, obviously, he brought the Commanders to that NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles. They were right on the cusp of being a Super Bowl team in Daniel's first year. And yet just that sophomore slide, unfortunately, due to injuries this season.
He need to eat more of that chunky soup, man. He ain't got no meat on the bone. I always told him, because when we met at Manning, you know, I told him, man, you put on a little bit of weight from the last time I saw you. And he was like, Coach, you too. And I was like, okay, I get that. but I don't need the weight on me. You do. And it was a great line by Jaden, who's got a real dry sense of humor. But I see he does all these chunky soup commercials. He need to be eating more of that. Because, man, he's taking some nasty hits out on the field. That's the one thing about him, the way he's built. They never gonna call him heavy. I mean, this is genetics, the build of him. He's always gonna have that real thin build. But man, when he's healthy, he's something special out on that football field. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two, right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller. I want to thank Mark Schlaff, always does a great job breaking down the Saints NFL for us. Steve will have with him and Charlie will interview Scott Shanley in the 6 o'clock hour, and at 7 o'clock, the Saints hour with Mike Hoss. And so we'll have a lot more Sports Talk bringing to you right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.